The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
What's up, regular listeners?
No, you're right.
We're back. 904 BC. Today,
you have the right to free speech.
You're going to be stoked. we're calling this one Bullhorns.
You're not dumb enough to
like me. You know, it's punny. You'll listen, you'll hear, you'll get it. But it's a bunch of loudmouths, you know what I mean? Today they spill the tea. We're coming off of the heels of the show. Then we talk about the show in the show, you know. It's just now. It's so close in the rearview mirror, you know what I mean? And Adrian Ashmore, shout out. Thanks for putting on another great West Virginia. Shit, thank you, my Bob. Now, I come from small-town America, so I really do enjoy visiting these, small towns, I guess. I feel at home. Although, I will say this. I don't know, man. They don't always get my jokes. How about that? I'll just keep it. I don't want to put folks down. You know what I mean? But I'm out there. I'm doing the things. Check out Johnny Smith. I know he recorded his set, did some of the, he's posted some of his jokes. So if you want to see what the real trenches of low-level comedy are, you can see what the show we're talking about was like. It's not a bad show, by the way, as far as these small-time shows go. What I found most interesting was the bar, the setting. You know what I mean? I don't know how Adrian finds him. He must just tore all through that panhandle of West Virginia and know all the dives. But today's episode is brought to you in no way affiliated with, or not brought to you by, and in no way affiliated with, Mustang Sally's in, what the hell do they call the place? It's like Fallensby or something like that. Let me go back. Let's see what it's called. It's called Fallensby. Fallensby, West Virginia. I'll be damned if I find it. But if you're going to go there, go ahead and go there. Now, here's the thing about Mustang Sally's. You get there and you know they're open because there's cars. Lots of cars, right? So then you start walking, and you say, oh, I'll go to this door. Boom. No, that door has a piece of wood nailed to the ground in front of it. That's not your entrance. So you keep walking. You see another, like, iron gate painted the exact same color as the building. Nah, probably not it. You go around the corner. Boom. You see a little canopy with a door underneath it. Success. We're on our way in. Psych. That's not how you get into Mustang Sally's. How you get to Mustang Sally's is you go back to the door. It's like a steel gate painted in with no markings. And then you open that and you go in this little vestibule and it says it's a members-only club. Now, I don't think it's actually a members-only club, guys. I think that might be to get the fuzz out of there because I don't know. I mean, small town craftiness, right? Says not a public space. Sorry, public officers. That's my guess. I have no idea. But then you go into this place and it's a dive. The kind of dive you like, though. Or at least the kind of dive I like. Big ass main bar area, I guess. Tables. Really long bar down one wall. Pool tables. Foosball tables. Low ceilings. What do they call that? The You know those tile ceilings, those floating tile ceilings? Yeah, one of those things. Grid ceilings, right? Now, this place, to this day, smoke-filled bar. Now, I know a lot of people hate a smoke-filled bar because they're not used to it, and there's nothing people hate more than what they're not used to. But that is one thing that I think is charming. And I guess when I, you know, when I was first of drinking age, there was still quite a few smoking bars. So there's some nostalgia there with the wood paneling and the stained ceilings and the, I don't know, the conversations I overheard were incredible. Dude, there's this guy, oh my God. I forgot about this guy. So we were there. It was, by the way, packed, plenty of people. You know, it was a, you know, the weekend just fucking rip roaring. You know what I mean? And every one of them was a loudmouth, a bunch of bullhorns. You know what I mean? And I hear this guy telling a story that I would never want to be told, but I would also never want to take back having overheard. You ever watch somebody just like yell talking 6 inches from somebody else's face in a loud bar, and that other person is just like squinting from spit and totally disinterested? Oh my God. And now here is the rip roar. This guy, he says, the victim, we're going to call him, had poor judgment. He told this guy, hey, I like that sweater. Now, it was like more of a fleece, but we're going to go with sweater. And it was a Pittsburgh Penguins. So even in the West Virginia, they still look to the big city. And they root for them Pens, right? And that's all this dude needed, man. You like this sweater? Oh, my God. You ain't going to believe. I got such a good deal on this sweater. Now, I was in, and he goes on. I mean, he tells you the name of the store he went to. He tells you how long he was in the store. He tells you about talking to the cashier at the store. He tells you that it was on sale. And I believe he paid $35, which isn't that good of a deal for a fleece. But he was real stoked. And that went on for at least 10 minutes. The whole story was, I bought a sweater. This guy was fucking dynamite, dude. Oh, so then we start the comedy show up, right? At Mustang Sally's, you know? Check it out in Fulnesby, West Virginia. They have a 4.8 rating on their website, which is Facebook. And that's of 19 reviews, guys. Let's check out a few of these reviews, by the way. Let's see. Scotty McGraw, now there's a fucking West Virginia name if I ever heard one, says, everything is great here, from the service to the food and good music. Great crowd, great liquor. 3 exclamation points. That says it all in that bar, dude. 3 exclamation points and great liquor. That's West Virginia for you. I will say I did order 1 Crown and 7 Up, and it was at least half and half. So great liquor. Let's see who else we got. We got old Matt Garrett. Now, Matt Garrett said, that got great food and good liquor. Good liquor, running theme here in West Virginia. No period. Other guy made it up for it, though, earlier with his 3 exclamation points. So I think the school system averaged out there in Follansbee. Susan Stevens, because even the ladies love Mustang Sally's, says, great food, friendly staff, good pricing. I think good pricing is actually street smarts in West Virginia for cheap liquor, because that seemed, again, to be the running theme. Either way, the crowd was lit up, and we did a comedy show, and they have a showroom, and it's the kind of thing I like. If you're going to do a bar show, I like a showroom adjacent to the main bar, but still with sound that carries from the showroom into the main bar. You know what I mean? Now, the unfortunate give and take of that is the sound from the main bar does also carry into the showroom. But that's okay. I mean, I like to wrangle a crowd here and there. And I'll tell you what was... oh, my God. Second comic, I believe. No, first, second. Anyway, I couldn't have got more than 2 minutes into it when mass hysteria in the adjacent bar, right? Just, woo, motherfucker, woo. Turns out, sweater guy won a game of foosball, dude. I don't know what. It must have been his first time winning because he's real sighted. You know what I mean? Oh, by the way, sweater guy also came in before the show and said, when are we going to get the music started? Always a good sign, right? We said, hey, comedy night, actually. Comedy show. You going to come in and watch comedy? That's what I said to him. And he says, no, I like music. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. So anyway, he wins a game of foosball during my set. That was great. And the show went on, right? We fucking did it. I believe we had four, five comedians, one host, rolled through it all. And then a DJ came on afterwards. I went over. I figured I'd play foosball. I like to play some foosball, right? You know what I mean? And so the DJ setting up his stuff. And gets the discs spinning, as they used to say. And then sweater guy comes up to us because he knows that we were on the show earlier. And he thinks that basically we're in charge of the entertainment. And he says, hey, who's playing this music? I said, I don't know. They got a DJ, dude. And he goes, well, I put money in the jukebox and I want my money back. Can you believe that? Who has ever put money in a jukebox and thought they were going to get that back? Anyway, sweater guy was just one of many. There was a 6'9" guy wandering around in there, and him and the 6'5" guy were just having conversations back and forth. Had been 5 minutes about, oh, no, I'm 6'5", so you're 6'9". And he goes, I'm 6'7". And he goes, oh, no. Like each one of them wouldn't know how tall they were. I could have stayed there all night, guys. People watching. That was some fucking people watching. But alas, I had to run home, and it's probably good because who wants to stay at a bar all night when you got to drive from West Virginia to Pittsburgh? So I run home. And if you're ever in the Fallensby, West Virginia area, stop into Mustang Sally's. Find the front door. It actually is in the front. It just blends in. And don't worry, it's not members only. It's party only? I don't know what it is, but it's only a good time. Today on the show, three guys from that show, Andy Stuchel, Blake Scala, and the return of Johnny Smith. Johnny's moving out of town. Hope we can get him on at least one more time. We had a riot. Just wait for the tea to spill. Episode 904, coming at you. Probably his best podcast ever, dude. I was talking about myself, and he was like, whoa, what about this? And I would answer the questions. Could you believe it?
Insane. So not a politician.
Yeah.
Already realizing too many dabs I took outside before this.
That's funny. Blake's a lightweight. I never thought I'd say that.
Well, I don't know if he's a lightweight, dude, but you're a heavyweight. That's all.
No, since I'm not a lightweight.
You're a welterweight.
I just get nonverbal at a certain we're past that point.
Light middle weight. Yeah.
I'm a super heavyweight.
Speaking of politicians, you look like you're going to run against, what's his name, Skeleton Jack for...
Tony the Tiger Tony
for the
new mascot of Frosted Flakes.
Stooch in the orange suit.
For the house suit. Yeah, we're trying something. It's like, dude. It's like how Pitbull was a crunk rapper, and then he put the suit on and changed everything.
This suit is amazing, dude. The suit is amazing.
I'm supposed to wear this to a wedding, and I thought better of it. You know, maybe.
Wedding?
I was going to wear this at a wedding, yeah. But then they're like... Lady was telling me, it's about the bride, not you. I'm like, oh. They're like, it's not a comedy show, you idiot.
Who was getting married, Stooch?
Yeah, how did you know? Friends.
Friends.
And they would have been like, since when did Miami Vice become one of your exactly. fucking
it's a good show.
Ushers, dude?
It's a good show.
I'm sorry.
I watched half of an episode. I'm like, man, this is the shit, and I've never watched it again.
Stooch is like a...
It was
amazing. Give us a list of colors we can't wear next time. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks a little... It's like Halloween-y. I love it, dude. Yeah. It's Halloween meets Miami Vice. You're like...
Tony the Tiger. And
a young, mentally disabled David Hasselhoff.
Stooch, you look great. Yeah.
Germans love Andy Stuchel.
I don't think so.
It's a David Hasselhoff reference. Nobody gets that. Baywatch. Nobody gets that at all.
I get that David Hasselhoff is huge in Germany.
Germans love...
I only really know him from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
He's a superstar. He was a big-time singer. He sang about freedom when the wall came. They say Reagan took down the Berlin... It was David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff had albums, dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way.
He was a superstar in Germany for singing.
What's his original thing?
He was the actor on Baywatch.
Remember Baywatch, dude? With he was Pam in Knight Rider.
I've been watching.
He was Kit or Kip or whatever the hell
like
his name.
He was like the huge late 80s star, too. Dude. Yeah. David Hasselhoff.
Knight Rider.
I'm going to look.
I feel like he's one evolution level down from Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I mean?
Wasn't he drunk and like on a phone call recording calling his like daughter a pig or something?
Nah, that was Alec Baldwin, our hero.
Okay, yeah. Our hero.
Friend of the podcast, right?
Listen to the titles of David Hasselhoff songs, guys. First one, Looking for Freedom.
Oh, that
hell
was the
yeah,
one.
Dude. Yeah.
We all.
Hell yeah, dude. Second on the list, True Survivor. No big deal. Yeah. Then Country Roads. Got to get that cover
Country
in there.
Country Roads.
Yeah. Get that Tom Jones
he's not just
balance.
He's not just from the beach, you know what I mean? He can do the country
he
roads.
He can do hillbilly.
And he's got Damn I Love You, obviously, where women just melt into his eyes.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
And they did.
And then final on his popular is Do the Limbo Dance. Oh.
Hey, man.
David Hasselhoff, it's a wedding baby. Classic.
Germans are interesting, I guess.
In Germany?
David Hasselhoff. I got to write that down.
They're cold people.
Yeah, it's probably their wedding chicken dance in Germany.
Dude, for big 5 points, can anyone spell Hasselhoff?
All right. H-A-S-S-E-L... No. H-A-S-S-L-E-H-O-F-F.
Sorry.
Really?
You had it right the first time.
Sorry. Did I?
Stooch.
E-L-
you going to try to clean
I
up?
I'll clean up.
Bring in, ring in.
Me. I'll clean up. I got my mop.
Right. Yeah, it is E-L.
H-A-S-S-E-L-H-O-F-F.
He's got it, dude.
God damn it.
You were one off, bro. You flipped it, dude. One too many dabs, man. If you would have just trusted yourself, but you're paranoid. I'm going to get into Blake's head this episode.
Oh, dude, am I in your head? In your head, dude? You look like you got in a fight with a bulldog.
Do you guys see this? This is what happens when you mess with the bull, guys.
What happened?
He can barely see.
Battle scars, dude.
What was the name of that bar? It was Willow Station.
He came up to me.
It was before either of us had gone on. Neither of us had gone on. And then I don't know what it was, but you had an aggressive stance on you. And you
he came up to me. He said, can I buy you a beer? I said, buy me two beers, bitch. And I just punched him right in the fucking eye, dude. That's just how I am. That's how I roll at the open mics.
So this wasn't outside. It was inside.
No, we were outside. We were out on the back patio. And we agreed to exchange body shots, which I didn't realize is not as good if you're tall. Because you're looking right over their head and they're looking right at your body. You know what I mean? Anyway, the point being is I ended up.
Yeah, you were talking about your reach, but your reach advantage goes down when you have to hit me in the body.
When I can't hit your head, it doesn't keep you away. The reach doesn't. Yeah. Anyway, so the point being is I end up taking a headbutt because that's what happens. You get the horns. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's not say it like it was me making a fucking.
Was it body
shot-ifying move?
Like you guys standing there and just going? Or is it exchanging one for one?
Yeah, no, it was just going. It was just going,
yeah,
but body shots only.
There was a back.
No, I don't remember what we were talking about, but you just put your hands up. And I was like, don't you fucking square up on me, Douglas. And you go, I'm no Skywalker, Blake. You might be able to hang with Skywalker, but I got 6 inches of reach on him. I'll put you down. And I said, all right, you ready to go?
That's true. He says, body shots only, dude. Body shots only. And he stepped down off that stair, and now he was about 8 inches shorter than he used to be. I had to start swinging over the top. You know how you get kidney shots and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what was happening was I was like, okay, well, I got to get him to bend over and then hit kidney shots from above.
I got a good arm bruise out of it here.
Since I'm tall, he was underneath blocking me. And he's lucky he didn't cut his head on accident because he hit my teeth and my fucking nose.
Ooh.
That's what you get for fucking around with dynamite, man.
Yeah, it's true, man. Like I said, you mess with the bull.
But let's just put into perspective. Adrian Ashmore thinks he can fight me, dude. Look, come on.
Come on. Oh.
Just Adrian, if you're out there listening,
shots fired.
You don't want this.
Man. Talking shit, dude. Oh, boy. Love it, dude.
That was the first thing I thought of after the fight, just how Adrian would have crumpled.
All three of us have a show tomorrow with Adrian.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That is true.
I thought the show, you know, the alliance. You know what I mean? But
oh, no. Your nose started gushing, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. My nose was just like, sorry, dude.
I immediately turned into a bitch. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, it's no big deal. My friends. Just get me fucking napkins, dude. You know what I mean?
Grab the whole
oh, I thought I broke it,
napkins.
The weird thing.
I've never seen someone's nose bleed like that. That was
it was a bloody buddy. Maybe it's long COVID getting into my nasal cavity. You know what I mean?
It was like a waterfall.
It could have flushed it out. You know, you could have saved my life, dude. I could have the new variant. And now you do too, though, at least. That's good.
What's the new variant?
I don't fucking know. I think it's Shanghai's under lockdown, they call
Delta,
it.
Delta Kai. They're naming them after.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That looked wild. Did you see the videos of them? They were like, they weren't allowed to leave at all. And there's just like videos of people in skyscrapers just screaming out the windows, dude. Like, not that's the point they were at. Let's go scream out the fucking window,
not,
guys.
Not only that, dude, but like they'd be locked in their high-rises, and they would, out of frustration, they'd be screaming out the window, and then the government would fly drones up and take pictures of their face, and then they'd go back in their fucking houses, dude.
Creepy. Creepy. Just a little creepy.
Oh, I think we're going to play it out here in the United States. We're just going to be like, you know what?
Dude, nobody gives a shit.
The ball is in the field, guys. Just know. You know what I mean?
Hot people stopped wearing the mask when it started. You know what I mean? That's what they
said. Hot people?
Yeah.
Hot people. Hot people. It's like motorcycle helmets, dude. Hot guys never wear motorcycle helmets.
Yeah, beach, you know, with the stories and shit on Snap.
Yeah, ugly people are keeping them on, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's true.
Good.
Like, masks were a game changer before I got my teeth. Yeah, they leveled out the playing field.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now you got them chomps.
Dude,
I don't want no mask.
I don't want no mask now.
No, man.
Teeth turned me to an anti-masker.
Those
real quick.
Those went from your worst quality to your best quality,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. 360. Boom.
No, did you have any people that you didn't know what their face looked like? Like, you only knew him with a mask
on?
No,
I knew people.
Everyone I work with, during
the deepest, well, not the deepest.
I don't know what anyone I work with. I don't know what their fucking faces look like. Wow. So, apparently, I've walked past one of them out in public many times.
Oh,
and they're
all butthurt.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
You got that mask.
You know, you got the mask off.
The Jim Carrey
mask. I didn't picture you with mangled teeth at work. Sorry.
Oh, shots fired, dude.
Oh, sorry, Johnny. I didn't.
My teeth are good now. I don't care.
Yeah, now he's also shooting down on those folks now, dude.
I'm the pretty. I'm the pretty people now.
Well, let's not go far. I'm sorry. Every time I look at Stooge, I'm like, today he's the prettiest man in the room, dude. You're positively glowing, man.
Stooge, you're looking good.
I appreciate it. I'm going to be taken to the back. Is that what's...
Huh? Taking back shots
tonight. Taken to the back with the gimp. You get...
I'm not sure what he's saying, but he might be coming out here on
this
episode.
It sounds like he's having a stroke.
First coming out here on regular episodes.
Stooge's eyes start twitching. He's like, take a back. Somebody hit him.
How close are you to 100 episodes now? What are we on?
We're got to be at 05 right now.
Oh, man. We got to do a 100 episode special. Oh,
yeah, boy. Maybe so. Maybe do one live at the Parkway or something. You know what I mean?
I don't know if they go for that. But
it's so... I don't know. I don't know why the Parkway is like... Very, don't get me wrong, they let anything fly on their mic, which is awesome, but they're very like...
You got to buy 8 beers.
Yeah.
Every night you come here.
Yeah.
And not beers from the place that has the good beer.
Yeah.
Over here.
Right. They have a brewery paying rent, selling beer in the same room, right, with a half wall between them and them. And they get butthurt if you buy from the people who are paying them rent.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't know either, dude. They
just buy it out. Just get some money.
Well, I think they
get butt hurt if you don't buy alcohol. If you just go and you buy,
yeah.
If you were an alcoholic for 35 years,
yeah,
and
I kind of
want to do a comedy and you just buy Pepsis.
I kind of got
they
pissed
hate you.
Because I was there and
great bar though. I love
you
the
know
Pepsi
it is a great
theater.
Bar by the way.
They've never given me any shit for buying Pepsis because you know I usually don't drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like every time I buy a Diet Pepsi, they're like, cool.
That's because you don't have a record of doing it. See, I go in there and I'll buy five or six beers, and but then one day I come in, I'm like, "Do you have any NA beers?" And they're like, "No." And then Aaron, I can't remember what he said, but it was probably a little off color. You know, he's like, "What are you, gay now or something?" You know what I mean? I don't know what it was.
Classic.
But I'm just
Aaron
like, I'm just trying not to drink tonight, dude. You know what I mean?
It's like, what are you, sober? You piece of shit.
Exactly. That was the vibe.
You give up on alcohol, you fucking loser.
Exactly.
Look at this gay
meanwhile,
boy.
He's like,
bettering
he's back
himself,
there behind the
dude,
counter, calls him off himself.
How
you know?
Dare you want to drive home reasonably tonight? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, not be no swerving kidding, on the highway.
It was so ridiculous. But whatever.
Dude, I saw the super drunk guy there in public, like downtown Pittsburgh, like the guy notoriously.
Oh, the guy with the Biden hat?
Yeah, notoriously
best,
drunk
dude.
Guy.
That's the old dude.
Old dude.
I saw him. I saw him. He saw me. He was just like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Oh, hey, it's you." He's like, "Hey, it's the worst comedian in Pittsburgh." I'm like,
Roasted
"Shit!"
By mom,
and I'm like, "Shit!" I'm like, "Where are you coming from? The bar?" He's like, "No, I was down at the courthouse for I think it was some at the Parkway. He was accused of stalking at the Parkway." He goes there. He told his lawyer, "I'm too." He goes, his lawyer testified for him saying he's too drunk, Your Honor, and so he got his court date postponed.
Dude, that is so awesome.
I'm like, you bum.
I was just gonna say, did you ask him if they serve drinks up there?
Dude, that was quite a loss. He was the heart and soul of the
dude.
I was begging them. I was like, please don't ban.
That was the guy.
He was so weird because
the Trevor would get tough with.
10:30. Yeah, dude.
Oh man, that was ridiculous.
That was so fun, dude.
That was terrible.
Body slam.
The guy. Is like a hardcore leftist, but he's not. You know what I mean? Like
old school.
He like yells the F bomb and stuff. Like it's amazing to see, dude. Yeah, that
Whoa.
One. The new one, dude.
I've seen him. I've been there with him a few times.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude. He's fucking Bob is the name, huh? Come back to Parkway, Bob. We need you.
I'm amazed that Stooch engaged him because I would have never engaged him. I would never ask like follow-up questions.
Across this, like we both like I didn't realize it until we saw each other. You had to like address the situation. It was just like,
and he was like, I gotta
like,
tell this guy he's the worst comedian in Pittsburgh, and he comes right for you.
here's a tip.
He's been saying that forever.
He would come up to me and he'd be like, you know, I saw Andy come in. I said, hey, it's the worst comedian. He would go tell other people that he said it as well.
That was like the one.
It wasn't a secret.
Thing, the one funny thing. Unreal.
Oh, we miss you, Bob. You're out there.
Oh shit, sticks. We got to do that tonight. Obviously, I think the secret host is going to be Corey Henderson in front of the podcast. Can we all guess that that's what's going on?
I can't confirm or deny, but it's looking probable.
He says he's working on the house tonight. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it he's either, dude, because he told me he was going to be in town, quote unquote, a couple days ago.
You know what? I'll go he's if AWOL. He can fucking put me on early.
Oh, is that how you are?
That's how I am tonight.
Diva.
Yeah, I really got to work. I just, fuck.
Where are you working now?
I'm doing the driving shit.
All right.
Yeah. Dude, south side around there. Uber Eats delivery.
People eat all over the place.
It's nice that your car is good enough to do. I couldn't even drive Uber
that's
if
a
I
rental.
Wanted to.
That's a rental through the Uber program.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a good deal?
No, not at all.
They take it right out of your pay. No, fucking
I pay like
killing you, dude.
I pay like $1,300, $1,400 a month for that car.
That's a house, dude.
Yeah, no
you can be living
shit,
in a house.
No fucking shit. But I got to do what I got to do right now.
Right now,
dude. Isn't that the poor man's struggle? It's like I got to take a nickel because I can't wait for the dime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's what it is, dude.
Preach,
brother. Preach. I got my fucking van. All of the bot because I bought it salvage title. Some guy fixed it or whatever, and I just figured he fixed where it got hit, which is the front left.
Yeah.
But as it's aging, I realized he fixed a lot of rust holes, dude. And there's Bondo just cracking off of that fucking thing out there. And with Pennsylvania, because I got that fucking license to steal once a year on the goddamn...
What?
On the fucking inspections, dude. If you got to get your car inspected, that's just a poor people tax, man. Because rich people got nice cars, man.
What are you talking about license to steal, though, bro?
Because they tell you every year that license you've got to put $1,500 into a car that it's getting you from A to B. Just
I thought
fine,
there was actually
dude.
Something you were meaning, like not.
This is what they do. They come to my house every year and ask for $1,500 to keep my van running on the road. And I'm like, hey, assholes, it's fine. If I lived in Michigan, nobody would be asking questions. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah, goddamn government, dude.
Think,
the bus is inspected. Trust me, dude.
I think Florida is like that. I think Ohio, you don't have to do a lot either.
Yeah, Iowa, you don't for sure, dude. Vermont. Vermont's got like some crazy laws. I guess you can just buy shit here that doesn't have titles and somehow wash it through the Vermont DMT.
Oh, nice.
See, I always use that law as a way.
It's because the ice cream
to
so
shit
good.
On people in Ohio. And be like, oh, they're fucking nasty fucking cars
true,
over
dude.
There. They'll let anything on the road over there.
Yeah, those they will.
Garbage people. That parking lot trash state, I would say.
Fucking yeah. Redheads. Ohio's like,
it's not that bad. It's flat.
You ever drive?
Really, it's pretty much the same place.
You ever drive across Ohio?
Flat, yeah, flat Pennsylvania.
Like, just what? Across the whole state of Ohio. You ever
yeah,
drive?
Not the whole
pike,
state,
though.
But I went to college in Kent for a semester.
Ohio's got to be the most boring fucking state to drive through. I've probably driven through
Southwestern
like the entirety
Park
of Ohio
straight,
like 50 times.
Straight shot.
It's just fucking boring.
Dude, the stretch from Lincoln, Nebraska to Denver, Colorado, which is not one state, but it's the equivalent of a state, you know what I mean, is the most boring stretch of highway in the world.
Just
dude.
A straight shot?
And halfway, it's so boring signs. That halfway there's a giant arch over the highway, just so you can know that you've at least made it halfway, because there's no other fucking landmarks. You're just driving.
They got one bar, the Roadhouse.
I'm going to be making a big road trip this year. Like, when I leave here.
Praise Eisenhower, go ahead.
I think I'm going to head up to Chicago, maybe a week or so, and then head down to Texas.
Yeah, dude. Then you're going to stay?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do what you need to do. But yeah. Texas.
Whose fucking chair is squeaking like this?
Hey, be easy. It was mine, big fella.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
It's charged. Damn crazy.
Hey, instead of letting shit build up until you explode, mention it in the beginning.
I don't know, dude. It was.
He's over I'm about slowly. To climb over this fucking table. Yeah, I find out who's got that goddamn squeak.
just
an intense dude,
guy, dude. The guy headbutts one fella and he thinks he's a fucking Captain America over there.
That's what I'm doing for my set tonight.
Come on, line them up.
Who the fuck wants some of that? Who else wants a piece of Hollywood coal?
It's that under 6 foot energy.
Yeah. If you're trained, off. Though, please don't.
Yeah.
Let me know up front you're trained.
You've gone to a fighting gym, Wright's Gym, Crafton. That's one of them.
I totally we were talking about fucking Austin. Are you going to go to Austin or where are you going?
The Austin area.
Austin area. Okay, yeah. So from everything I hear, Austin's popping up.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to touch base with Hans Kim. I don't know if he feels too big for people now, but he fucking came through Pittsburgh like back when he was living in a van and figuring out what the hell he was going to do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's kind of flipped script because, ever listen to Kill Tony?
Yeah,
he's a regular on Kill Tony, and that's not a PC show. And he was kind of a big PC guy when he came through Pittsburgh. So it's interesting to see somebody like just let go and go for whatever. Anyway, he's small time, and he's in Austin. And he's
why are you shitting on the man, calling him small time?
Well, he's way bigger than me. I'll say this: he's bigger than me. You know, he's fucking Kill
John,
Tony.
Go talk to fucking Small Potatoes down there. He ain't shit, but maybe he'll help you out with something.
I'm just saying, Austin. The reason I thought of him was because I follow all these Instagram accounts that are in the comedy scene, and Austin's definitely popping off.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
There's a big ranging boner in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and when Rogan finishes that club, other clubs are going to pop up around it.
Oh, absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's going to be huge.
Big club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of people who hate on him, but he does a lot, and he's doing a lot for the community.
I got it, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hamming it up, bro.
Beer run.
I always forget that I should just ask for the beer on mic.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
It just makes
it's
like,
no
a
big
weird
deal.
Silence.
We're not
jostling around.
It's not, we're not at church. You can drink openly.
Yeah. Open container.
Actually, church is one of the few places you do drink openly. Yeah. Like, you have to drink in front of everybody to show them you're cool.
It's not that. It's not that I'm trying,
some
trying
churches,
to
it's
hide
like a
the
three
drinking.
Hour mass. I opened, tons of dancing and singing. It's nuts.
I literally opened a podcast saying I did cocaine. On our drive back.
Yeah, but that's not drinking, dude.
I've incriminated myself many times.
Don't
besmirch
cocaine.
That's doing
you've definitely shown a willingness to share, and we do appreciate that, Blake.
Sorry, I'm blowing myself here.
You had one of the best. I can't remember what your story was. You had a great story. Helfer had a great story, and who else?
Helfer's just fascinating all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Helfer's story was great. Interesting. Dude, we wanted to get it animated. It was so good. It was about him being at like a teenage party, and being so embarrassed because he was nauseous that he threw up into his own shirt and then held it in his own shirt and pretended like he didn't throw up. Dude. It was so fucking funny, dude. Oh. And oh, Alex Coyne has a really great story on the pod, dude.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He's a dude, it's very awesome. Interesting fellow as well.
Yeah, it's like about fighting his stepdad or his dad or something. It's crazy, dude.
That's what I'm saying. 100th episode, man. We got to put together a...
Yeah. Team. A table. A good. Yeah. Some of the.
Maybe you make the 100th episode a best of.
So Blake's out. Anybody else available?
Thanks, man. You've had me on 23 times. Don't go fucking.
I'm always on call.
You know. I think
Blake. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and promote what is it that you are for the Goat Grinder? Your marketing
ambassador.
Ambassador.
You have that same title here. Whatever emeritus. It is. Emeritus. What the fuck's emeritus? I don't know, dude. Does anyone know what emeritus means?
He's a salutatorian.
No idea.
Stooge, do you know what swipe right means? No, emeritus.
Is he on Tinder again on the podcast?
All the apps, dude.
They're not going to fuck.
Do you know what emeritus means?
I'm always wrong. I got the orange suit, dude. We're trying everything.
Oh, man.
Emeritus, definition.
Do you have pictures on your Tinder profile in the orange
Here's
suit?
The definition of emeritus. Of the former holder of an office, especially a college professor, having retired but allowed to retain their title as an honor.
That's you, dude.
Basically,
you're the dean.
Big swing.
We're retiring you from the Goat Grinder marketing manager and promoting you to the regular episodes marketing.
All right, well, you're going to have to pay me about fucking $7.50 for a week like Ron does, dude. Ron's out of his mind how much he's paying me right now.
That is a lot, dude, for I assume what's...
And we're going out to like Atlantic City or something like that.
That's a big trip.
And yeah, it's like four or five days, but we're going to be right on the fucking ocean. I'm just selling grinders at a week.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's paying me like $750.
Dude, you got to get
so
a Speedo.
Many Jersey girls out there, the trashy. I mean, that's line it up.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Here's your line,
line
dude.
It up, dude.
I like that swimsuit. Can I try it on? That's your line for
the Oh, you're the goat grinder.
Ooh.
Ooh, he's the goat grinder.
That's bad. God, that's almost creepy.
Of course it is. That's why it's Blake's line, dude.
Yeah. Blake, you creepy? You creepy when you hit
I'm
on broads?
Not at all. I mean, you could be.
There's so few women willing to walk around him, he doesn't have to worry about it, dude. Being creepy.
I'm too much.
Too much. All right. John's speechless.
You guys like wrestling?
No.
No.
Right, Greco-Roman freestyle. WWF.
The WWE. Yeah, I've been watching. I've been watching the WWF Stone Cold forever, clips dude. The past week, dude. Like, just that's all I've been watching.
Stone Cold
late
clips.
Late 90s wrestling clips. Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Is that what you do while you're lifting weights, dude?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Even at work, like half the time at work, I'll be like, whoa. You're like, you having fun? Like, it's wrestling, dude. Come on.
Then you go buy two Pepsis out of the fucking machine, smash them together, and pour them
over
yourself.
I drink like six coffee, Aldi coffees. You know what I mean? You just pop in the Keurig and see what the fuck. You know what I mean? You get those pods.
Andy
pop Stuchel, them in the
everybody.
And see what happens.
Suits, I'm glad you make it. Sitting in for Sky Walker, who evidently loves his family.
Yeah, family
what a,
man.
What a fucking weirdo.
I don't know if I believe it, dude.
Sky's so full of shit. Everything Sky says is full of shit, dude. Everything.
Who's a bigger used car salesman, Sky or Johnny?
I don't believe that you hung out with Doug Stanhope on your trip to Philadelphia. I don't believe you, Sky. Stop bullshitting me, okay?
Oh, fuck.
I don't believe that you're good at fighting, and I don't believe that you fuck your wife like you say you do. Okay? I think she barely wants to fuck you. I think you guys fuck maybe 3-4 times a year. That's what I think, Whoa. Sky. Stop with the she's in her sexual prime. No, she's not. She's 15 years past, Sky.
And if you don't believe it, tell them Blake Scala told you so. That was a wrestling promo, dude.
And that's the bottom line, because Blake Scala said so.
I love you, Sky. You're like a dad to me.
Papa.
I don't love my dad either.
No. At least you know, Sky.
I'm just fucking around. I love them both. I hope they're both listening.
Love it all.
Your dad's a big listener. He's been writing me emails, dude.
We'll have
what you need there? A
I'll
hams?
Take my old Milwaukee,
those are NAs.
No, I told my dad if he listens to this podcast, we probably won't talk anymore. I was like, Dad, if you start playing these episodes, because it was a Logan Mihalko show we did in Elwood. Corey came out to my dad's car because my dad was picking me up and he just wanted to meet my dad.
Right, right.
Aww. And of course, he brings up the podcast.
Aww. Like, podcast? What's a podcast? Yeah. How do you find those? On the internet?
He's
radio?
Like, you just type in Aaron Douglas, regular episodes, and you can listen to your son and say
type his name.
500 things that don't mean you hate him.
That's fucking Henderson for you, dude. Burning you. Just burning people. That's what surprised me is somebody told me a story the other day about him making jokes about a woman wearing a wig, and it turns out she really did have a wig, and then he apologized to her.
Yeah, that was on the last podcast.
Yeah. That surprised me. I was like, I mean, I guess say sorry, but like I don't know. It sounded like it was pretty intimate. Like, he felt bad and everything. I'm like, I don't know, whatever.
No, Corey's post-set routine was apologizing to people in the audience personally.
It's true, but he does fucking shoot.
I didn't mean all those horrible things I said about you and your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm a great guy. I'm not.
I'm sure he's straight. I'm sure this the wedding and everything's going to go fine. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you guys are terrorists. I really don't. I say things up there. Sometimes I'm playing a character.
It's that classic character.
Thank God.
That's what it's all about.
Thank God for the Parkway, though. I've seen some fucking crazy shit. Yeah. I've seen punches thrown on local comedians by local comedians.
Some rants.
I've seen some racist rants that got the audience to stand up and try to punch the comedian.
Most audience interaction ever.
I'm just saying, dude. That fucking place is hot. I don't care what anyone
says. Hot popping.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's my night of entertainment. Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Douglas, yeah.
It's a wild card, dude.
It is a wild card. Yeah. A lot of times, the card's not that wild, but when it is, it pays dividends, man.
Big time.
Fucking big time.
Definitely get some crazy shit down there.
Yeah, I've broken up two fights.
Broken them up, dude. Yeah. You gotta be like the gym teacher.
I regret after.
The gym teacher lets
Papa
them,
D's
lets
used
them
to
hit
be like that.
Between comics? Involving comics, not always between comics, but you don't want the comics getting in fights with fucking random people either.
It was a Shane and an audience guy.
Yeah, Shane and
Shane
audience.
Anthony?
Okay,
good call on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta break that.
Yeah, you don't want Shane to go to
jail. You don't need Shane getting in trouble. Yeah.
And no, all I see when people start yelling, I just think concrete, dude. That's all that's going through
that's
my head.
True.
I see heads shattering on concrete.
Yeah, dude. I got knocked out by an Asian gang on concrete one time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Story time. Do you know what a Perkins is?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's open 24 hours. You know what I mean? So in Ames, Iowa, everybody goes, does what they do on a Saturday, you know? And then around 2 to 3:30 in the morning, shit gets really hot at the Perkins. You know what I mean? So I'm meeting up with one of my boys, and he's supposed to be at the Perkins. And I park, and I walk inside, and I see a bunch of the other guys. And I says, where's what's-his-name? And they say, I think he's outside. So I run outside, and I just yell his name to the air because I'm pissed drunk. So I just, Marco Polo the whole thing, you know what I mean? And I hear him yell my name back, and I look over, and then all I see is him throw an overhand right into a crowd. And I was like, ah, fuck, you know what I mean? So I run up because I want to – I'm Blake in this situation. I'm breaking up a fight is what I figure. You don't break up a fight between six guys and one guy.
Yeah.
You participate. You know what I mean? So that's just not how it happens. You know what I mean? So I go in there and I grab one of them by the waist because it's like a zombie attack on one dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I just grab one of them by the waist and I throw him off because they're smaller than I am. And then I grab.
You should have suplexed them. That was your first mistake. Yeah. You should have suplexed them all. Put him out of commission.
Give him the sweet chin music. You know what I mean?
Give him a stunner. Rock bottom.
Exactly. Tombstone those fuckers. Yeah.
You can't just be like. Rest in peace. You can't just be like, separate. You gotta slam them.
That's exactly what I should have done.
You gotta do it.
I should have slammed two beers together and chugged them in the fucking lot parking lot.
Hell yeah.
Right,
you gotta do it bouncer style.
And like, who
too.
Wants some more?
Hit somebody with a jackhammer.
Right. But instead, what I did was break it up, which wasn't smart. And by the time I grabbed the second one by the waist, I don't remember anything. I woke up, the back of my head was split open at least two inches.
Do you remember how it felt, though, when it was starting to go down? Were you thinking, like, I might die here? Was
that I never think about that stuff.
No?
I just go right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All gut.
Were you thinking, I might die here outside the Willow Station on Tuesday?
No.
Are you thinking that? Because it might happen.
Willow Station, home of
death. If you go down, I don't stop till the ref pulls me off, dude.
All right.
The WWE ref.
And the ref was Salem Bechtel, dude. There's this no guy. Way.
Who is the other? Who is the other comic? The other fight. What? The other fight you broke up.
At the...
Joey Snodgrass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who was that with? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you broke that up? Yeah. I let that go for sure, dude.
No, man.
I watched it and I was like,
concrete, dude. You can't let that happen.
His mom was there to catch him.
Was she, though?
That was the craziest part, is he got beat up in front of his mom.
Or was she there to catch another overhand right and also concrete? Dude? You don't know.
I'm with you, dude. You're statistically the wiser man in that situation, but... Also, if you let two people hit each other 4 or 5 times each, they don't generally do it again.
I guess that is weird that I'm all down to fight all the time, but
we were on concrete at the Willow, right? We were at concrete.
Yeah, but that's not we weren't.
We were doing body shots. That's true. We were doing body shots.
Did you guys know a fun fact?
There was no throwing or anything like that.
About that last fight you were talking about, I was actually blamed for that.
What? Why?
They
did you incite it?
No, they said I sent. I'm not going to name the names, but they said I sent the little fella in for the other fella as a hit.
What?
Yeah.
What? Like you paid him?
Like no, they just said I was behind that and I set that up and shit.
Dude, if I were you, they I would say that. That's
no,
true.
No.
That's so fucking cool.
The guy who got beat up
hits outside the park.
He didn't really get beat up.
Well, whatever happened.
Yeah, the guy who got struck.
And some of his people, because I had like sent an email to some booker about a shitty flyer like a month before. And apparently it trickled down that I hated people and I was talking all this shit when I wasn't. And then some dude got beat up and I was behind that too. And I was like, whatever. Like, that was the craziest shit to me.
Dude, I would say, yeah, motherfucker, don't try me.
I wasn't at that mic.
My boys at you.
I wasn't even at that mic. I was
like a fucking mob boss. Why don't you run with that?
Talking to him in fire.
There's no bad press, man.
I was asleep. I wasn't even at that mic.
Johnny Smith. He was sleeping, but he was... setting up scores.
That's right, dude. He was doing work while counting sheep, man.
I just thought that was one of the more absurd stories I've heard about myself. Yeah.
What I love is that you have...
Make that one grow.
Because I don't ever hear you talk specifics, and I'm not saying you are now or then, but you do beef a little bit, but I never hear you be all bitchy about it out places. You know, like, we're not at a place, and you're like, I'm not talking to that motherfucker and cross your arms. Or anything.
Oh, yeah, because that's not my style, man. Like, I'm not beefing with anybody. I feel like if someone has a problem with me, I'm easy to find. You can come settle it how you want. I'm not going to walk around and be like, I'm not going to go here because Frank's here. Like, no, fuck Frank. If I don't give a fuck.
I get bitchy. And I need to get over it, man. Because like when people, especially this, the one thing that really bothers me is when I tell a joke and people come up to me afterwards and tell me about how it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just
like... What? Like what jokes? What's that happen?
It's definitely happened. I told a joke about... I don't know if this was being bitchy, so this is a good
location,
question.
Location.
Let's ask you guys. Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about that joke.
I remember.
I should remember to tell that joke. Anyway... I told a joke about voiceover work, which we should talk to you about actually a little bit
because
you
did a little bit.
You're doing cartoon stuff.
Little bit.
But I have a bit about it, about how this chick's name is Castellotti, which sounds like Castle Hottie, and she did the voice for the princess, so it's kind of like appropriate. She's a Castle Hottie. And somebody texted me after she was also only 19 when she did that voice. I'm like, who the fuck cares?
What?
Who the fuck cares?
You mean
right?
What? You mean smoking? Dude?
Yeah.
You mean legal?
Yeah.
You mean first off, super hot? You mean smoking hot?
You mean able to serve and die in a war?
But is that
what you're trying to say?
Is that all you said about her? Is she was a hottie?
Yeah, I said.
Like, so you didn't make a sexual comment.
Yeah, I said it was like fuck? I said her parent. It's like her parents knew that she was going to grow up to be a Disney princess. She's a Castle Hottie, and then I go on to say a joke about Cosby because Cosby in Israeli means liar getting away with it, which is funny.
Okay,
you know, it's like self fulfilling names or whatever.
You know, the people that text shit like that because I don't ever get that from people. No one's
that,
ever
that
wants...
fucking ticks me off more than anything.
Yeah. No one has ever once approached me and been
it's
like this
me
joke
at least
is foul.
At least three times.
Really.
Huh. If someone would say that to me, I'd tell them, shove it up their ass.
Mm-hmm. Like,
see, that's wild to me because nothing I've said has ever gotten that. And I say, much
crazier shit than Castle Hottie.
Yeah, dude.
That's just somebody being full of shit.
Homeless people, and I don't know.
That's the thing, though. Maybe they just wanted it to be a fun fact. But why would that be the only thing you said?
Maybe they're trying to check you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Why
would power moves, dude?
And then anyway, yeah. I have an LGBTQ joke where I named the whole acronym from a flyer, and it's like 20 some odd letters.
Okay.
And then I say, can't we just shorten it up to DTF?
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been lectured by a host
it's
for that joke.
It's not social commentary, folks. It's a fucking wordplay joke.
Yeah, it's a wordplay joke, dude.
Like, he doesn't give a fuck about your sexuality. He's just saying it's funny because it's less letters, assholes. Like, yeah. I hate that, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. And then there's internet
Douglas,
jokes when you post internet
jokes. Tell
them
to go fuck themselves, man.
I think the issue is like DTF. Well, which letter am I?
You gotta pull out the claws every now and then so they know not to fuck with you.
Yeah, I suppose so, dude. I gotta give them the horns. Am I right? The bull.
You just hit them back.
That's why they don't fuck with the bull, dude. They can see the bull.
I would love like someone to come at me with something.
You just hit them back with.
Oh my god!
If you don't like me telling that joke, stop me from telling it.
And then you fucking take a picture of yourself
now,
squared
when those
up,
when those people
in mirror,
are in the room, which happens a lot, because we run in the same crowd, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when those people are in the room, I don't want to tell that joke now.
See, I have to control my aggression on a normal basis. And like when there's someone in the environment that I have to be in, like a mic that I don't like, it doesn't make me shy away from them. It kind of makes me just like more like, say something. Say something while we're here. Like...
I used to be like that. Maybe I should be angrier.
Yeah, don't even be angry. Just be more.
Man, I was always looking for a debate or an argument when I was young.
Fuck the debates. Yeah. Fuck the debates. You got a problem with something? I say fuck the debates. Fuck the debates.
I like beating somebody who's just sure they're right at a debate. Because as far as I'm concerned, even my opinions don't make sense. So yours definitely don't make
sense. Well, the thing is,
you know what I mean? Because I've thought about it at least. Yeah.
With social media today, you can almost skew anything to make yourself sound good.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't got time to argue semantics with people or this is the study you chose and I chose this.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm not going to find sources.
You got something. Yeah. You know,
and all the sources are wrong anyway. Everybody's sources are all fucked
that's
up.
As soon as
people
the thing
just
they say,
pull numbers out of their ass.
Oh, that's your sources? Oh, that's your sources?
Fox, that's your source? CNN. You can find people with 48 doctorate degrees that'll say anything.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter.
Factcheck.org,
especially
really?
If it
a newspaper
makes
in St.
Really
Petersburg, Florida?
Original
knows
at
it all?
Party,
what the fuck?
Mean?
Yeah, you can back up anything with a reputable source.
It's very
it
hard
fucking
to do science without a government grant.
You fucking idiots believe the Associated Press? Fucking morons. What? AP. New York Times is full of shit. You should know that, asshole.
Like, what? Fucking globalist, man.
Yeah. You can't win for losing. I don't got time to argue about shit anymore. And if you really like feel compelled that something I said was inappropriate and you don't want me saying it, fucking you're invited to come stop me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I might. No, I definitely have to get a thicker skin on that shit, dude. For sure.
There was one time, it was just about, it was over COVID when Trevor was making lots of Facebook posts off the rail.
He was going. He was manic.
But he was on some anti-mask rant, and I didn't really give a fuck either way. Yeah, I'm not super, but he started fucking, I forget what the hell I said, responded, and he started listing studies, dude. Like last name followed by number.
Page,
and I'm like, come
page
on,
number
bro.
With a letter. And like,
come on.
Paragraph.
Trevor, you're telling me you poured through the data here, okay? You're telling me you read the studies. Come on.
So like,
I actually
copied and pasted from Alex
and I
Jones'
read,
website.
Yeah.
That
I actually went and read all these studies. And read all their conclusions.
Yeah.
Of course, none of them were what Trevor was saying.
Right. There's probably a
they
line.
Said,
I love Trevor. Don't get me wrong. But you don't engage online with him. He's so fucking full of shit.
I wouldn't talk about him right now unless he knew that I loved him.
Yeah. I love you, but you know you're full of shit.
that's the thing.
When's he coming back?
But I wrote a way too long of a response, and it just got like a, whoa, dude, why are you so fucking worked up or anything? But it was, no,
hell yeah, dude, that was a good impression,
just acknowledge
dude.
That you're full of shit, dude. We're not reading studies. We're dumb people. Can we all just fucking start acknowledging that I'm a fucking stupid?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Think about how many. Think about how many.
Wants to be smarter than everybody.
Think about how many dumb doctors are out there. You know what I mean? You're just like,
I know.
Dumb doctors.
It's so easy to just focus on one thing. Like, it's not impressive.
It's not so easy.
Like,
it's not so easy, but it is.
Oh, I'm a.
It is attainable for a greater. Like, there's not. These 90% of success is showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you are willing to show up for every class and try to get your doctorate, you'll probably get a doctorate.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think like, oh, that person's a heart surgeon. They must be a genius. It's like, no, they just fucking only focused on doing heart surgery.
I'm going to push back a little bit.
They did have to learn... all of normal.
How to use a saw.
No. They had to learn all of normal doctor and then choose a specialty and then excel in that specialty.
Yeah, they followed a fucking path.
That's the thing that's easiest.
Great determination and all that kind of shit, but it's like they're not like a genius. They learned how to do one thing. That doesn't mean that their fucking opinions on everything are so much smarter.
I would agree that there are Subaru mechanics who are just as smart as some doctors.
Yeah, nobody's denying that.
Yeah.
Not in the high art of open mic comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The
if you wanted if you want some accolades, try open mics. All right. I'm just saying, dude. We're gonna be playing in West Virginia tomorrow. So
Come out to Follinsby, West Virginia for one of the shittiest shows I've ever been a part of.
I'm on that show and so is Blake. So
and
thanks.
So am I.
So thanks.
Tomorrow
bro.
I love you guys, but I stand by my statements.
Tomorrow, one of the shittiest shows you ever fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
It's all-star cast. Yeah. It's a West Virginia cast.
He was going to ask you for a ride. Nothing, dude.
I might wear the suit again.
It's going to be great, y'all. Come on down.
No. I wasn't going to... Adrian asked me, Blake, you want to do 20 on this show? I said, no, give to Johnny. Dude.
Get the fuck out of here. Because
I'll pull up the messages.
He said, do you want to do 20? Because Blake's being a little bitch.
Oh.
I will pull up the messages.
No. Do it.
Let's see him, dude.
There is a conflict brewing.
No. It's look, not me being a little bitch.
I was kind of having Blake feature, but he's kind of being a puss. LOL.
Oh, somebody, he wanted to do the headline.
No,
feature.
Can you do 20?
Let's keep
absolutely
this in perspective.
I was
kind of
having Blake feature, but he's kind of being a puss.
Let's
LOL.
Listen here. Because Adrian, he's going to open up the show with 10 to 15. And how much time does he have? Two?
He said.
maybe 3 minutes?
and I quote, I was like, Blake, can you do 20? And he was like, I barely want to do 5, LOL.
I said, I barely want to do 15.
I said, what the
is
fuck?
Is what I said.
LOL. And he goes, sweet, he's just a goober, LMAO.
No, Adrian.
Hold up, and here's where I got you back, because I said, yeah, I love him.
Hell yeah.
Aww.
So
I do appreciate
so fuck
that.
Off, dude.
I do appreciate that.
Hear that.
But no, I did tell him. I said, let Johnny have it, dude, because I'm realistic about how much time I have.
Yeah.
Some people aren't. I like to give a strong 15. I don't like to stretch and say, oh, yeah, I could do that. No, I want to give you a strong fucking, this is how much I have.
Yeah,
that's strong.
5.
Can I tell you something? Like the first time I did 15, I didn't even have 5.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways
we're
gonna of
going
about
we're
going to
be talking about my dick for a long time here, y'all.
My saggy dick. Yeah. Saggy dick.
I don't know.
Do you know how I found out about that show?
Trigger fingers turned
into
Twitter.
You sent me the poster.
Think about that.
That's how I found out I was on that show.
And
I was like, I texted Adrian. Yeah. I was like, so I know I'm on this show on the 29th, but I just got this poster. It says I'm on one tomorrow or whatever.
I love Adrian's shows and whatnot, but like, they don't make sense to me.
They're good shows, though.
He just throws like the most random lineups together.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think that he's trying to get a variety because it's a similar audience.
Him most
hard
lately.
Hitters, dude.
And then he's on the open mics like, misery if there's a late spot. If not, fuck it. Nah. All right, dude. Mm. Pull it together.
I mean, the only guy he has on consistently is me. You know, big
no,
deal.
He'll go on
know.
The open mic group. This fucking mic is over. You guys didn't come out to support it. And it's fucking done. It's 45 minutes away from the city and we're in West Virginia.
There's already two mics going on.
40,000 people.
I know
declining.
This is the Pittsburgh open mics group and I'm not in the same state, but you guys suck. And support me and I'm going to kill myself because of you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. When he goes, we're all going to get in trouble.
You've got his vernacular, but you don't have his cadence. You've got a, your impression is
hey,
a little.
Hey, man, it's.
Every few words, you got to go, I don't know, that's weird. And then it sounds like Adrian.
Jesus Christ.
You know his joke.
I love Adrian, dude.
I don't want to say this. You know his
friends.
Joke about the Neapolitan and the penis?
Yeah.
I heard another comic tell a joke almost similar.
Uh-oh.
But way better.
Uh-oh.
In what city?
In Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to drop names, but...
That happens.
Name drop.
I had a...
Somebody not only took his joke, but they made it better.
Did they take it, or did they...
Well, I don't know, because that's not... that. I'm not going to talk any more shit on this guy.
Everybody's
on the show tomorrow.
At least 40% of comics are stealing.
Damn.
You think so?
To some extent. Yeah.
Do you think they know it? I don't think they know it if they are.
I think 20%
people,
of that 40 don't
people who know,
know
it.
And I think 20% blatantly fucking know and think they're smarter than everyone else.
Yeah.
Don't put it into
you
a
think 20%.
Ooh,
huh?
Brian don't Regan, put... that's really obscure.
They'll never
someone
yeah, yeah.
will know.
Idiot, dude. You're an idiot. If you were stealing from Doug Stanhope, Patrice O'Neill, Brian Regan, any of these people thinking it's an obscure comic, no one's going to know. Maybe not in the audience, but every single comic thinks you're a fucking hack. And at least 10% of them know what you're saying, dude. If you're out there listening comics, because that's the entire audience of this podcast, stop fucking stealing. There's many of you that I know, dude. I know. And I think about it every time you get off stage and people are, wow, he had a really good set. Yeah, that's because he was doing Doug Stanhope's fucking joke. And I tell everyone, too. I tell everyone.
That's facts.
Yeah, he
does. The audience.
He does.
You guys hear me all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though, is I don't really think a lot of them realize
they're
doing.
And you can't steal Patrice O'Neill's appearances on the Opie and Anthony podcast, either, because I listen to those. I listen to all of them, okay?
Dude, I thought somebody was stealing last night. They said the chairman of the board, which is a Norm Macdonald interview with Conan O'Brien, who talks about this, spelled B-O-A-R-D or whatever. And somebody else said that Freddie Mercury or somebody? No, Iggy Pop said it like in the 70s. So Norm stealing. That's what I'm trying to say. Here you are.
No, I'm not saying
throwing shade.
No. That's Norm wasn't stealing. Norm said something that was said before. There's a big difference. Because it's hard. Some people are actively trying not to say things that were said before.
Yes.
Like yours truly here. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm a great comic, but I am trying as hard as I fucking can to actually say new shit.
Right.
Because otherwise, what the fuck are you doing?
I love it. Fuck
you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, dude.
And that's why I say, no, give the 20 to Johnny. Because I'm trying to say new shit, Adrian. I'm not going up there saying, yeah, I'm fucking... You know, I got my body's half melanin all in my dick.
Yeah.
Dick, I'm a half
saying
black.
I'm part black, but
from
only
the
in
waist
the dick
down,
is
dude.
Is an old fucking hacky joke.
I'll give it to Adrian. He said that in like his first few months, but I'd love to shit on him.
Dude, I wish I had the talent. I would love to make like a 30-minute special of all hack topics but new spins. You know what I mean?
Like, you've told me about this. You want to call it
like a roulette
life hack. Yeah. And it'd be like
life hacker.
It'd be like, you know, airplane food jokes, fucking we've got the nice towels in the bathroom type of jokes. You know, anything that's like a premise that's been explored a million. Yeah. Like, you know, wait till tomorrow. It'll change, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But
see, my whole thing with this, and I told you when you told me about this maybe a year and a half ago, is I was like, yeah, but the entire time you're building that material, people are just going to be thinking, because they don't know, they're just being thinking, this guy's a fucking hack. This dude's a fucking hack, dude. Aaron Douglas, don't book him.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. That's wild.
It'll be worth it.
About that rap.
That's the thing, though. You got to develop material, dude. You got to fucking ruffle feathers, or at least have people be like, you know what I mean? One of the other, both, hopefully.
Try something. I got a bit where I'm fucking talking about lettuce right now. Like, try something different.
Let us hear
who the fuck else is talking about lettuce right now.
That's true. That's
I'm not.
Burger.
Nobody. They're all talking about their fucking dicks or their pussies.
There's a lot of good material.
We're both, yeah.
Dirty asses. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Y'all eat ass? Who fucking? Y'all fucking? Who fucking in here? Y'all eat ass? What the fuck? What's up, white people? I hate that one. I hate that one every fucking time. What's up, white people? Go fuck yourself, dude.
Sex is fucking weird. Hacks. Sex is weird.
Sex, y'all been having sex lately? I get these weird things at the Clinton.
It is ridiculous when they're set.
So
up,
I went out with this guy.
Set up for a premise, you know, like a premise that's so done that you're like, I'm going to do a big setup for this. Like, so y'all ever had some sex instead of just rolling into? So me and my girl are trying this thing. You know what I mean?
Here's my favorite. Who smokes weed? Y'all smoke weed?
Yeah.
Who smokes weed? Y'all smoke weed? You ever get so high, you get your high? you ever fucking look for your cell phone using your cell phone light? Get the fuck out of here. I can't be the only one who's heard that on people's
No, I've talked about Pandora this before, but it was probably on my fourth appearance, not my 23rd. One of my least favorite comedic fucking shit tropes is the name specificity punchline.
Oh,
where you just blah 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 blah, comma Debbie,
blah, 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 yeah.
Colin, Chad, whatever the
I got
fuck,
one.
Dude.
Jess.
I
Gary,
hate that.
Gary.
No,
yeah,
what's the one they always?
There's a hardcore.
Trevor.
Name,
Trevor's a good one.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Karen, obviously.
That's also a good
white
one.
People
yeah.
shit. Or in the reverse, they'll be like Jerome.
Yeah, but there's also.
But people are scared to tell black jokes in the scene.
Yeah, that's true.
They're fucking terrified.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
not
I'm not
Josh Rittenauer. Josh Rittenauer goes up there and he says, "My girlfriend's black, so I'm going to talk about the black experience pretty often." We're going to lay it down, tell you what it's like to be a black man in
he looks like
today's
puts
America.
Chris Scriba in the microwave.
Shout out to the Two Hot Girls podcast out of Chicago. Check it out.
Check out episode one where I was on with a wild interview.
I did hear that, dude.
Did you enjoy
that? Yeah, it was good, man.
That was fun.
Dude, they're great podcasters.
That was
Scriba and I don't know his friend's name, honestly.
I don't know.
Chicago
that was all true
buddy.
Stuff, though, by the way. All crazy, all
good
true
shit.
Stuff I was talking about.
Nice. Yeah, check that out for sure, dude.
No chaser.
Johnny's appearance on episode one.
Two Hot Girls podcast.
Chris Scriba. Shout out to fucking Chris Scriba.
Yeah, he's got the big shtick energy. If you're a Chicago listener, I'm sure you know about it already. And
Chris is going to be making a... I'm not going to make any... he's going to be making some big stuff this year, I'm going to say. I almost dropped some stuff that I'm not supposed to
His
drop.
His publicist doesn't want you to tell us?
Me and
is that what's going on,
me
dude?
And Chris are very close, and so we talk quite a bit. And
not as close as you and your former best friend, dude.
Well, we're not close at all. I didn't want to get into this. I didn't want to get into this at all. But here we go. I guess we're here. Chris Scriba was a great dude, though.
That's what you didn't want to get into? You didn't want people to know that Chris Scriba
was talk
Scriba
about all the ways in which Chris Scriba is great. We don't want to get into that tonight.
I don't want to get into this, but Chris Scriba is great.
Let's not dig into
the
weeds.
The man has
tonight,
levels,
guys.
Bro. Levels.
I mean, you guys are okay, but...
Chris Scriba, great.
I met Chris Scriba my first night of doing comedy, and we have been friends ever since.
My same story, basically. My first night in Pittsburgh doing... I didn't even do comedy. I went to... Hambones, and I asked them if I could get on, and they'd never seen me before, and it was probably huge deep, and they said no. And then I went outside, and I was just being humble. I was going to go up and couldn't, blah, blah, blah. And Brendan Shell was like, of course you couldn't go up. I've been doing comedy in this town for
years.
X number of years.
Years
I can't even get up tonight. And I was like, okay. But then Chris Scriba was sitting right next to him on the bench, and fucking, we started yucking it up right away. So, him, I miss Heinle, too. I wish Heinle would come out. But
I haven't seen him in a while.
Heinle was the man.
Yeah,
I saw Heinle the other night.
Yeah.
What? Where'd you see him?
We went to the Church Brew Works, me and a buddy. And,
did you leave a review?
Nah,
you got to leave a fake review, dude.
We do talk
about this a lot.
That's the whole point, dude. All right, so
Church Brew Works. It's awesome.
Mention in your review that if you mention Eric's name, you get 15% off of your order.
Oh, you kidding me?
And I was told that if I let you know Eric kindly sent me, I could have 15% off.
Eric works it. He's pro waiter.
I blew this
waitresses.
Nice waiter, Eric kindly.
The waitresses all love
Thank
them.
Thank you, Eric.
We drank like me and my buddy drank like six beers between us. We only paid for like one each. It was awesome.
Wow.
That's a nice discount.
Since we're just talking about
nice shit like
discount.
That.
My life changed since I switched to Five Blade Razors.
Yeah, Five Blade? Wow, yeah. Is that our sponsor for this
episode? I wish
it
was. I wish I get sponsored by Five Blade
Razors.
Oh,
I guess you do have to shave your head.
I shave every morning now.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say, I shave everything. And I was like, oh, not your face, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I was. I know. I didn't even think about the fact that Johnny's bald right now. Yeah. Like, ooh, Johnny's got a fucking...
Johnny's got some clean junk, dude. Them balls are shiny, man.
Oh, God. He's manscaping, dude. Like a
I shave like every morning. Motherfucker. Five blades have made my life amazing.
You ever have one of them?
I am so dreading going bald, dude. You got a nice shaped head. I do not.
Thank you. I've been told that a lot.
Fucking horrific, man.
You said you're going bald.
You've been told that a lot.
Yeah, I smashed. No, people my head are like, "Hey, you got a nice, back. Nice head for a bald head. You got a nice shaped head.
Yeah,
you got
mine's
the right shape.
Fucking really long. What the right?
I really like that. If there's more than one bald guy in the room, and they're like, "You got a pretty good head for a bald guy," because that means they're like, "Yo, I can see how bad it can be."
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Fucking other dude's just like, all right, I got a lumpy head. I get
shout
it,
out
dude.
To all the bald dudes in the scene.
There are quite a few, I think. Actually.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Interchangeable.
All white.
Supremacists.
Yeah, no, no, anyway.
I mean, the scene, yeah, I guess it is.
I mean, there's
you can
a
tell
black,
Jada
there's,
Pinkett Smith starts doing
the,
comedy in Pittsburgh.
It's the bald boy mafia.
There's a black scene in the city.
There's not bald, though.
And there's
they're
other black
bald.
Comics,
oh,
but like,
no,
I can't. You know, of, not just, everybody doesn't go to mics and shit.
I can't think of a single bald black comic in the
Pittsburgh. Not necessarily bald black comics.
So there you go. That's all I'm saying, dude.
We're looking for
or
bald.
Mexicans or Asians. None of them. They're all white balders. They're cue balls, dude. Cue balds.
Cue bald.
Yeah, you're right.
Balds.
You're right. I'm going through.
That's right, dude. You guys should start your own club.
I don't want to hang around those guys.
You can get together and lift weights in the yard.
I don't want to be around those guys at all.
What's the thing? Coming up with different ways to increase your T levels, bro.
No.
How can we raise some T levels, dude? I know we lost our hair, but come on, the T levels, bro.
Most
Rogan
the,
was talking about
most
it.
Of the bald guys I see at open mics look like pedophiles from prison.
Look like?
Yeah.
Mm. I think they... Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't... I didn't ask them for their paperwork.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's because they weren't in New York.
Just look them up on Megan's Law.
Megan's Law.
Megan's
what is
law.
Megan's Law?
That's where the... That's like the sex offender registry.
Yeah, it's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys Google that a lot, huh?
Well, you got to know who's around.
They still didn't get me.
Exactly, man. Like, nope, not a single ping in my area.
There's not a pin on top of my location.
What's going on?
You'd be amazed, man. You'd be
looks
amazed.
Looks like this bar just got hot.
Oh, shit.
Is that a playground? Anyway.
Well, all right. Everyone ready for Easter?
Oh my God! All right,
let's wrap it up.
Y'all ready for Easter?
Y'all all right,
y'all catching the eggs? We catching the eggs?
Do you guys even?
It's a nice day.
You got family around?
I don't have any family.
Not even.
Shit, bro.
I don't have any family.
All right.
So, I'm probably gonna try and work.
I might work Saturday, but if you want to come here Sunday, we don't have any family
Aaron,
around
need
here.
Help
that's
tomorrow?
Very sweet. Need maybe.
Help? All right. What's going on?
Need help tomorrow? Work?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You look for a...
Maybe. We'll talk later. I'll have to think about it.
After my performance Sunday, I helped Aaron lay some tile. I did what? Grade it.
You did
C plus.
You did C plus.
Which is my average. My
that's
average.
All you need,
work, that's what you get.
C's get degrees, baby.
wasted about a half pound of thin set or a half a bag of thin set. No big deal. We've just hit it from the customers like you're supposed to do.
First off, though, what the fuck?
What?
Why are you asking Stooge to do jobs for me?
Because you
what's
work. You have a job during the day, bro.
Stooge doesn't have a job?
I have a job during the weekends. I'm down though.
That's right.
I like and to help. I like
I'm
to
off
help.
On the weekends.
I'm trying to learn.
All right. Well, you're in the Rolodex, dude.
I like
I didn't
learning
know.
New things.
I mean, you're way
what's
smarter
than
Stooge.
See, what you do, though, is, see, what you do, though, is you message Blake and you say, so hey, funny. Blake. Yeah, I need people to do jobs, and you're at the top of my list for anything that I need anyone for.
Well,
so.
I don't want to interfere with your dishwashing. I know how much it means to you, dude. So,
I do that 3 days a week,
because it's
so
focused.
All right,
3 days
all right.
a week
well,
is
I didn't
barely
know these
a factor,
things, man.
And
every
I need money.
Every time I see you, you got wet feet. I don't know what else to say.
Fucking Come Stooge has a big man job where he buys orange suits and shit.
That's true. He does have an orange suit, and you are wearing the same hoodie you wore last episode.
Same hoodie I've been wearing all year, baby.
See, I do I multitask, and he's doing the dishwashing thing, like focusing on one task at hand, like we were just
he's
going
to get his 10,000 hours, and you're going to be like, what the fuck have I been wasting my time on? I can make sense to me now.
Just mixing it up.
All right.
It's all love.
It'll be too late by the time they hear this. Our show went great. I mean, we were
Killed it.
I mean,
nailed it.
Given the circumstances,
everyone was like, it was a great show, but I wish Blake did the 20 and Johnny did the 15. Oh. You know, I wish Adrian flipped that up.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just fucking around.
Good Lord, bro.
I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
I got the best lettuce bit in the city.
I just love burping.
I don't have 20 minutes.
Let's I've got one of the best candles.
I'll just put it there.
I'm doing a half an hour next month.
Seeing what happens.
Yeah, I'm doing a half hour next month.
Yeah, I'm
first
not,
time.
I'm not confident doing more than
we're
10.
We're in that part of the show yet, like three different conversations.
I should be able to do 30 easy, and I can't fucking hammer it down. Anyway.
It's a bitch.
Nobody will see the show tomorrow because this episode will come out after that. But if you were there, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And Stooge, you got anything to plug?
I mean, you know, hey, it was a great show. It was awesome.
He wasn't on it. And that's why
wasn't
it was
on it. Wasn't on it.
But he did come.
Yeah, did show up. I mean, you know,
several.
I got
times.
StoogeCast podcast. You know where it's at. It's on
audio.
Apple Podcast. Got to get it on the Spotify. That's where it's at.
But, you got that Rogan deal.
Else, I know. I get that sweet, sweet $2 deal.
We're non-monetized, so we can say anything we want to.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, and we can play.
But everyone else, you know, it's good. Good
right.
shit. Good fun.
Say
everyone
goodbye, everybody, unless you have something.
Plug
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Give me something.
At the 14th of next month, I will be in Hermitage, PA at Side Splits. And then on the 20th, I'll be doing the Millville Music Fest.
Oh, shit.
And
yeah,
then I am on a Mike Zidell show on the 21st. So come out and catch a show before I'm out of here, y'all.
What you got, Blake?
I could have been on the Millville.
Could have been. Could have been.
I remember that. Yeah,
what's
that.
His face?
Oh, this guy is fucking throwing shade, dude.
Told me to
this is
submit,
the second time he's like, well.
He told me to submit a clip. And I'm like, dude, you just watched me do a set. That was your clip right there. How about you put me on the show?
Give him
how about
a,
that,
next
huh?
time. Give him a DVD.
I will say I don't quite understand that. Like,
right?
I get it.
Right?
Maybe
you
want to feel
me do how many
or something,
clips?
But it's like you know all of us.
Yes.
And it's not even like you're putting on the best production. At this point, you just need fucking bodies.
They need bodies.
Yes. It's like
I
hey,
can
guys,
promise you, I'm better than at least half that lineup.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The fact that any of us get up at Mike's at least five times a week makes us more qualified than the vast majority of roadies that they're going to have come introduce the bands and everything like that for the festivals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they probably do way more coke than I do.
No, I'm saying we're better at it because we've at least talked to an audience.
Oh, yeah.
Every five times a week at least.
Not in a pleasant manner, but I've talked to them.
Yeah, yeah anyway. Belligerent. Drunk and...
I guess I got
other
shows.
Vibes.
I got another beers show like Blake the 29th in West Virginia. Just look me up on social media, Aaron Douglas, all over the goddamn place. Regular episodes. I got another show. Jesus Christ, we got a man down.
He's out.
Oh, I forgot that I put the tab in the beer and I started drinking the beer and it just went right into my throat.
I don't think I've mentioned my name on here once. I'm Johnny Smith.
It is.
By the way,
Johnny
thanks
Smith.
For having me, Aaron
yeah,
Douglas.
Yeah, Aaron,
thanks
for having us. Thanks for the call.
Y'all know
it's
me.
Good. It's a good
say,
time.
Say goodbye, y'all.
Blake's call.
Peace.
Boom, tagged and bagged, 904, dude. Blake's right, we're coming in on 100 episodes soon. Probably should do something, or nothing, you know. I'm not really the kind of guy who celebrates birthdays. Do I celebrate episodes? I mean, that seems even shorter than birth. How long is the average birth? Podcast can be like 45 minutes for most, right? Anyway, we are ticking them down, guys. And thank you for coming back. As per usual, if you like it, tell somebody with your mouth. We're old school, dude. We're fucking old school. And nothing goes better than mouth. Because you know what? Mustang Sally's might have all kinds of cool internet reviews about their great liquor. But we just want you to talk to each other, regulars. Because that's what we're doing. We're just trying to talk to each other. That's actually like the main reason I got into comedy and podcasting was I was just sick and tired of standing around biting my tongue. I thought if I went into comedy, I'd find people who, you know, could handle opposing thoughts, which was 50% true. I think it's going around. Some people in comedy can actually stomach an opposing thought, which is good. at least let it stand, you know. This ski announced team. Anyway, if you were listening, which I'm sure you were, you heard the great Andy Stuchel mention that David Hasselhoff has his own music. Now, I didn't know that. Did you know that David Hasselhoff has his own music? Me neither. But to celebrate our big show in West Virginia. Shut the... Oh, my God. Customers, dude. Customers calling. Anyway, to celebrate our big show in West Virginia, I've found a David Hasselhoff song off of his 2004 release. David Hasselhoff sings America, the song Country Roads from the great John Edward.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Missed a taste of moonshine, tears up in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Should have been home yesterday, yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
W, two.